Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Freddie Spencer reporting after the 2017 San Marino Grand Prix at Misano World Circuit. The Misano Circuit is one of the most technically difficult tracks for, I think, the team and the riders for many reasons. I raced there many years ago and won the Etang Grand Prix there, when it actually ran the opposite direction. But after 1993, they changed the direction of the circuit. So coming basically off the long straightaway, you have three very fast right-hand corners, and they're decreasing in speed. In fact, the first corner is close to about 280 to 300 kilometers an hour, very high speed. So the riders, being they're a little bit on the brakes, but mainly rolling off the throttle, and you're decreasing speed. Getting the bike to be stable through there, make sure you carry enough momentum, kind of trusting it, is very important. Now, this weekend, the weather conditions played a little bit of havoc on the grip. And in fact, it rained on Friday. But we'll get into practice in a little bit. First, let's talk about Valentino Rossi. Certainly, it was disappointing for Valentino and his many legion of fans, the world championship race in itself, and it's certainly the fact that he wasn't going to be able to race at his home Grand Prix. Now, he had a crash a few weeks earlier riding an enduro bike, his off-road bike, and many people, of course, questioned that. And in fact, Valentino immediately said that he was sorry about the crash because it was very emotional for him in many ways, and in this respect, I think more than anything. You know, Valentino at 38 years old has been inspired to race for a lot of years at a very high level, and over those years you have to develop different things that inspire you and keep you going. I think in the end of the 2000s it was making that transition to Ducati. Of course, there was a little bit of help with Jorge Lorenzo coming along. I think he felt his relationship with Yamaha changed, but also he needed a new challenge. And so he was signed by Ducati to race in 2011-2012. Didn't go very well, and so he went back to Yamaha. I talked to him at the end of 2013, and we were in Japan, in fact, and we were riding the elevator together, and he said that he was really concerned if he'd ever win a race again, and so he was very happy to get that win at the Dutch Grand Prix earlier in the year that kind of gave him the belief that he could still win a race. He also was starting to ride a lot of dirt at his ranch and dirt tracking that has been well publicized and talked about. That has given him kind of sharpen his skills, keep him sharp, and in fact, I think enhance him a little bit more. Because with the modern MotoGP bikes, with electronics, you can keep really the wheels in line pretty easily. But when you see a rider like Marc Marquez, who came along in 2013, and his skills to be able to kind of push the limits of what the bike could do, along with he's a very good dirt track rider, that really makes it difficult for the other riders to keep up and to keep pushing the performance along. And like I said, with electronics that have a tendency to keep the bikes pretty well under control, the rider then has to be able to make really a difference, has to be able to push the limits a little bit farther. Riding a dirt track bike does that. We've talked about that before, and it's well publicized that that's what helped the Americans when they came along in the late 70s into the 80s to be able to ride the 500 gram pre-bikes at their limit and a little bit beyond. Is that dirt tracking skill. It teaches you bike control. It teaches you to be able to use the front and rear tire, as Mark does so well, to be able to manipulate it and help the bike change direction. So I understand why Valentino rides so much. And I think for him inside, it's just the joy of riding that keeps him motivated. He loves being out there. He loves racing. He loves being Valentino Rossi. So I think that he felt bad about it, but it's something he will maybe continue to do, maybe not as much, And once he gets over this leg injury, as he did before, but it's certainly, I think, something that's important for him to keep him motivated. Now, as we said, it rained a little bit on Friday, that first practice, and the conditions were pretty cold. So I think the grip level, as we saw in qualifying, because the lap times were about a half a second slower than the pole record from last year that Jorge Lorenzo set, the pace was not quite that high in qualifying. In fact, Maverick Vinales, the only factory Yamaha rider out there this weekend, was on pole, with Dovi second, Mark was third, Mark Marquez was third. So, but the times are pretty close. We're seeing that a lot this year, and that really began last year, and we'll talk about that. With the Dorna bringing in the ECU that is used, basically the black box that controls electronics, the same for everyone across the board, the standard ECU, it's kind of stopped the development. You know, over the years, when you see massive increases in performance, that's where you see the talented riders, or the more talented riders, or the great riders, be able to make a difference because they can adapt to the changes a little bit quicker. But I think with the common ECU and basically the bikes, if you look at the speeds over the last 4 or 5 years, they really haven't increased that much. It allows the team's development from obviously the factory teams, but also the privateer teams now, not really privateers because they're basically using factory equipment, even though some of them are a couple years old. It levels the playing field a little bit and brings everybody closer together, makes for great racing. And Dorna has done a good job in providing a more of a level playing field for the teams and for the riders. And again, then it allows the riders maybe with a little bit less ability to be able to adapt to the bikes and bring things along. And the fact that there's just the talented riders, there's more talented riders across the board. So that's a good thing. So we saw that in qualifying. On race day, the conditions were still a little bit on the cool side and concerns were the grip level. And I think the interesting story was going to be is what could Dovi do in the race? Could he still maintain that momentum, win another race, especially in Italy? And with Valentino not there, who are that legions of Valentino fans going to root for? I think Dovi's definitely the sentimental favorite for them, being on an Italian bike on the Ducati. Also, Petrucci, I think, is another rider that was going to get certainly some support. The race started, and as we've seen over the last few races, really this summer, Jorge Lorenzo got out front in the wet conditions and was able to pull away. It's interesting because over the last few years, we've seen him struggle in wet conditions, and his confidence level being a little bit lower, but not on Sunday. In fact, he was pulling away, and right before he crashed, the time he ran a minute 47 was quite a bit quicker than anyone else would go or had gone so far in the race or would go as the race continued, but he did crash. He talked about that he lost focus because he was going to adjust the map, and he got distracted. A very honest answer. We'll have to see if that form will continue on into the next race and that he can put it together and maybe win one of these. But as the race went on, it was basically three riders, Petrucci, Mark Marquez, and Dovi. You could see Dovi with leading the championship. It's a different mindset you have to have in those tricky conditions, just kind of hung in there. And Petrucci seemed like the one who would be willing to maybe take the most risk. And he really put in a great ride the whole time. But Mark Marquez, with about 4 or 5 laps to go, Petrucci and Mark were pulled away. Dovi faded back. And then the question was going to be, would Mark take the risk of trying to win the race? And he, you could see it coming out of the last corner with 1 lap to go. He got a great drive and passed Petrucci. And the last lap of the race was the fastest lap of the race in total and for him. And he was able to win. And that put him afterwards, point-wise, right at the same amount of points, 199 points each for him and Dovi. Another great performance by Mark. A very good ride for Petrucci to get second. Certainly disappointed, I think, for him, of his chance to win his first race. And Dovi did what he needed to do, which was finish and score some points. So it's certainly going to be interesting now, with just a handful of races to go, what will happen in Oregon. Will Valentino come back, as he's talked about, only 20 days after his injury, or will he wait for 3 weeks after that in Japan? And what will happen with the championship? It's going to be interesting. Can't wait. Hope you can too.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.